Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Tzadi Hei, Zvachim 95b, pagination is 190. We'll start from a Gemara towards the bottom of the page, about a third of the way up. The first word on the line is Mateches, and then we begin, Hahu Tanura, there was an oven, Da'at Chuba Techaya, that they smeared it with fat. And as we'll see, it seems to be kosher fat. Asra Rabba Bar Ahili Lemechla Lerifsa La'olam. Rabba Bar Ahili forbade them to bake bread in that oven forever. Va'afilu b'milcha, even bread that you want to eat with salt, meaning parif, fleishik, you're not going to eat it with dairy. Dilma asi lemechla bekutcha, lest you eat it with this milchik dip, which was so popular, and they would dip the bread in it. So this bread, being fleishik, can't be dipped in the milchik dip, and therefore Rabba Bar Ahili forbade it to be used at all. As we'll see in a moment, there's a rule that you're not allowed to bake fleishik bread, not allowed to bake milchik bread, because bread, as we describe it, is the staff of life. It goes back and forth for each meal, and you're not allowed to set things up in a way that failure is inevitable. Inevitably, it'll be used with the wrong type. So once the oven was smeared, was greased with this fat, kosher fat, his fear was that it's going to be used with milchiks. Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question which in the first few lines seems to be very good in terms of explaining Rabba Bar Ahili, but then we're going to see how the statement handles it and we'll realize the problem. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Ein loshen eso isa b'chalav. You're not allowed to knead the dough with milk. V'im losh, and if you did do so, kala paskula asura mepnei hergal avera, the entire bread is going to be forbidden because of what might happen, because it's going to bring to an avera, inevitably. Kayotze bo similarly, our case. Ein toshin is a taner ba'alyo. You're not allowed to smear the oven with the fat of the tail. V'imtosh, and if you did, kolapas kula asura, the entire bread is going to be forbidden, achayasik esatanur, until you kasher the tanur, that you bring it up to a really high heat with significant flame, you really put in a very heavy bonfire in there, and that would do the trick. Tiyufta, d'rabba barahili, tiyufta. It's a kasha on Rabba Bar Ahili. Why didn't he allow them to kasher it? Why was he taking this so intensely that he did not allow them to use it for bread le'olam, forever? So we have to deal with this question. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, v'chimeyacha de'itos of Rabba Bar Ahili. Now that we have a question on Rabba Bar Ahili. So why indeed did Rav seemingly rule exactly like him? Rav said that the pots related to Pesach would have to be broken. You have earthenware pots. There's no method of kashering. And that would be like this oven that was made of earthenware, that Rabba Bar Ahili Paskind would never be able to be kashered, even though we have this brisa that says Asha Yasik, you could bring it up to enormous heat and eventually kasher, but that's this ruling. And if you have a kash and Rabba Bar Ahili, so why is Rav Paskining like that the same way that it can't be kashered? Omale, he said to him, Rav Muki Lo Ahi Bishel Mateches. Rav learnt that that oven that was allowed to be brought up to high heat and be deemed kashered was a metal oven, and that's why it's being kashered. But earthenware cannot be kashered, and that's the first answer. The second answer, however, is of great interest. V'iba yesema, or if you want, there's a big difference. B'tanur shel cheres, when you're dealing with an oven of cheres, then it's going to be very different. Zeheseko mibifnim, v'zeheseko mibachutz, because one has the fire on the inside, and one is the fire on the outside. If you have an oven, so we're holding that that can be kashered. You'll bring it up to the enormous heat, and it's going to kasher. But the vessel, Rav held, cannot be kashered. V'navir asoka mibifnim. Okay, so why don't you make the fire inside, load it up with coals in the vessel, and light it up? And the Gemara explains, Chayis alayu demetavri. In the case of a vessel, he's worried that that would break it, and therefore he's not going to bring it up to the high heat, or we're concerned that he won't, because he's going to be very dainty about it, trying not to break the vessel, and therefore the kashering simply doesn't work. It's not reliable. Whereas, when it comes to an oven, indeed, it's a kashan Rabba Barahili. Even if it was an earthenware oven, why is he paskening that you can't kasher it? The Braisa is saying, Acha Yasik, you could kasher it. And the explanation, as Rav would have it, is because you're able to bring up enormous heat inside the oven, and indeed it purges it, it burns it out properly, and it's considered a valid kashering. This discussion is obviously very relevant regarding the cases of China that either got trafed up as a mistake or the other type of mistake, a Jewish person that was eating non-kosher for many years and now, as they do tshuva, they're trying to kasher the home. Could China be kashered? And one approach that is sometimes used is what's described, the terminology you could see on the facing page, second line, Nahadrinu likivshonos. If something is put back into the firing kiln, if it's that level of heat, and you totally leave go and allow it to be in that type of heat, which some say you could get through a self-clean oven, then you might have a situation where it can be totally purged of whatever non-kosher is in there. And similarly, this fleshik issue would be able to be removed. If, however, you're dealing with a utensil, not just by earthenware, by anything, that the kind of high heat required for kashering is the kind of heat that the owner would be concerned would break the vessel, then he can't kasher it. And even a person saying, oh, I'll make sure to kasher properly, that's already chayes alayo demetavri. We're concerned that it's going to get broken. There are sometimes certain solutions that are suggested. I know kashrus agencies that have the owner sign off that if it breaks in the kashering process, it's okay with them. They're not holding you liable. And then you put mashkichim that are very diligent and it's not their item and they have no concern if it breaks because it's been signed off like that. And some kashrus agencies would consider accepting such a kashering. But again, for our purposes, to appreciate the concerns involved, the difference between metal and earthenware, and the concern that something might break. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.